you got your Bible, we're going to jump on in here. Jump on in to the book of Matthew, chapter 1. I'm reading out of the ESV, so it reads a little different from your particular English version, and it's all the same. Just may say you instead of thou. Amen. Matthew 1, starting at verse 20. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now let's look at Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. It's up there if you don't have it. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. Verse 9. After listening to the king, they went on their way. These wise men, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. The title that I have today from the Lord is the light of the world. The light of the world. Bishop, if you would pray in Jesus' name before we move forward. Amen, amen. You can be seated if you are standing. Amen, amen. The light of the world. At the peak of his ministry, as he entered into Jerusalem, we call that Palm Sunday. We celebrate that. This was a celebration time. And it happened, really, all of his ministry was the peak. But for a lack of better terms, I will say at the peak of his ministry as he entered into Jerusalem from Bethlehem, from the place of his birth, Jesus speaks to the people and he says these words. I think it is pretty cool that he came from Bethlehem and then his triumphant entry into Jerusalem and says these words. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think about light, this is something we don't think about often because we have light and we don't really think about light. But when I think of light, my first thought is, I can see my way. That's what I think of when I think of light. I can see how to get to where I'm going, and I can do this. And that's what I think of when I think of light. Now, if you're anything like me, I know people that are, I'm just going to be plain. they don't say this, but they're like super spiritual. Anybody know anybody that's just like super spiritual? And they'll say things, and man, it almost sounds like scripture, and it's just really something they come up with. Sounds good. They're just super spiritual, and I'm not bashing no one. I'm just saying they're super spiritual. And I know people that can say this, and they do this. And they say, well, I wake up in the morning at, I said, you should pick on Sister Shelley. She wakes up so early. It's still dark every time she wakes up. And so I wake up early in the morning, and before I do anything, and this is a good thing to do, actually, I begin to just pray, and I get in the zone before I even do anything. I get up, my feet hit the floor, and I'm worshiping God, and I'm flowing in the Holy Ghost, and I do all this before I do anything. And I'm just walking around in the house. You know what? When it's dark outside, and I have done this before, I'm getting up, my mind's on the Lord, I read my little scripture before I get out of bed, and I get out of bed, and it's still dark, and I'm half asleep, and I'm trying to get to the bathroom. I'm not really thinking much about anything else, but hey, the bathroom's over here, and the light's way over there. And there has been times when in the dark, I've been trying to get somewhere. It happened not very long ago. It was very dark, and I had already turned the lights off. I'm getting ready for bed. It's very dark outside, and I realize there's a table, like one of those tables that you would use to kind of eat a meal off of from the couch, and one of those tables was misplaced. And I thought to myself, if I get up in the middle of the night, I'm going to run over that table. And the lights are already out, and I can barely see that. And I grab that table, and I'm walking with that table. And if you've been in our living room, you'll see it's very open into the kitchen and the living room. It's all one open space. But there is a column there, and it's dark. And I'm carrying a little table. And next thing I know, that table pounds my toe because I could not see the way. I hurt myself. When I think of light, I think of a way to see. Without light, we are not able to find our way. Now, I'd say there's people in here that could tell a similar story of a time when you were trying to get around in the dark. If we closed our eyes right now, and I don't know if you remember this, that this guy over here, he was teaching one Sunday morning, and he had some weights. And he had some things, I think it was in a backpack. And I was the one that ended up going through here and running up the steps and running back down and going out through there. Listen, sometimes life is heavy on us. And sometimes there's things in our lives that bog us down. But I could still do that, but I did it a little slower. But imagine trying to navigate in this world with all the baggage and all the things that come into your life, and at the same time, you can't see. You close your eyes. There's no way. I know the layout of the sanctuary. I know I've walked in here several times by myself. I walked in here several times at nighttime, but there's still a little bit of light coming through. But I could just think to myself, if I closed my eyes, even right now, I know my good ways from the edge there, but I don't know how far I really am. And so if I tried to do that little run up the steps, run down, go down, I probably would hurt myself. Because we cannot see our way in darkness. We cannot safely get from point A to point B. And perhaps we wouldn't get there at all. Again, being able to see is the first thing that I think of when I think of light. For it is light. It is these lights here today. It is light. The light outside from the sun. It is light that gives us all the ability to go and see and get to where we're going safely. Light truly is our lamp in life. Light is our light in this dark world. Amen. However, naturally and spiritually speaking, like light is so much more than just our lamp on this world. Light is so much more than just giving us the ability to navigate through life and get from here to the door or from the door to the church building. Amen. For instance, light is the sole source of food generation for all living organisms on our planet. Light helps food grow. Light helps plants that are not even edible grow. Plants cannot grow if they do not have any form of light. Without it, they could not live. Listen to me, not only plant life, but humanity depends on light. We cannot live without light. There's people that live in other parts of the world where they go through several days or seasons and hours of just total darkness, and those people go through depression during that time because light has so much to do with our minds. Amen. And so humanity depends on light. Light is necessary. Amen. Somebody say amen. Light is needed. Light is a powerful thing. Very powerful thing. Truthfully, light is a mood booster. Okay? I began to think last night as I was analyzing what God had given me for this service. And I started to think. And it's just kind of funny how God does things. He'll remind you of things. And as some of you know, I was traveling this week, and I'm driving back home, and I was here last night thinking about this and how light truly changed the mood in me. On the way to Kingsport to visit my family, it rained the whole time on the way down there. And sometimes it was heavy rain, and sometimes it was just a little mist, and it was driving me crazy because I could never get my windshield wipers to just work very well, and I kept getting that noise. And then every once in a while, it'd be heavy enough where it'd sound good and keep it clean, and then it'd just be light and then heavy. But it was dark the whole time, and then you go through Kentucky, and when you get to Kentucky, you begin to, some of you, I'm saying yucky for a reason. When you get there, it's super dark because they have no lights on the street. They have no reflectors. And so I'm driving through Kentucky, and it's raining. It's dark. I'm getting frustrated at this time. And she's probably sleeping or wanting to sleep. And it's not fun driving by yourself and all of these things. And I'm like, okay, we finally get there. We go to bed. And on our way home, I say, oh, God, please do not let it rain the whole time because it's supposed to. We looked at the weather. My dad said, well, I looked. It says it's supposed to rain the whole time. And I said, oh, God, please help us. We all prayed for protection, and he prayed over the weather and all these things. And as we're coming home, it's early in the morning, and it is so much fog. It's more fog than I've seen in a very, very long time. You got to drive much slower than what the speed limit is, and it's very dense and dark, and clouds are everywhere, and it's light, just a drizzle here and there, and you can't hardly see, and it's dingy, and about 3 hours, I can't hardly see, and I'm climbing a mountain, and I'm going down, and I'm climbing a mountain, and I'm going down, and everybody says, oh, gas price is so much better there. That's because they got to climb mountains around there. It goes much quicker. And so I'm climbing mountains, and as I get, finally, about 3 hours in, there's this orb that shows up. The clouds move, and the fog breaks off, and the sunlight comes in. And I said something along the lines of, oh, I can handle this. It boosted my mood, and I drove for a good while there with the sun shining. I seen the blue sky, and then not only did it boost my mood, but next thing you know, we're listening to some music, and we're chitter-chattering, and we're talking, and things are going smoothly, simply because we're no longer in the dark fog and rain and darkness. The light boosted our mood. It made me happy. Light does so much for us. Light does so much more than just give us the ability to see the way. Light comforts us. This is spiritually and naturally. Light comforts us. Light encourages us. It, again, boosts our mood. It warms us. Light even helps us heal. Amen. Nearly everything that we use, this microphone has a light in it. Nearly every, this screen, light. Everywhere you look, your cell phones, the computer, almost everything that we use in our world today depends on light. Light is energy. Light is life. There is life in light. Without light, there cannot be life. Jesus tells us in John 8, verses 12, then speaking Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He says this of himself. I am the light of the world. Now, he told us earlier that I have come into the darkness. I am the light. I've come so you can see the way. And here he says, I am the light of the world. He that follows me. If you follow me, if you follow the light, if you follow me, you shall not walk in darkness, but you shall have the light of life, he said. Now, not only if you follow him will the light be in your life, but that word have, look it up. What does the word have mean? That word have means possess, contain, hold. So if you follow the light, then not only will the light be in your life, but it will be inside of you. You will hold the light. It will be with you. It will be in you. The light of life. Child of God, he desires to not only give us light. He desires not only to shine in our lives, but he desires to put himself inside of us, giving us the light of life. Amen. He wants to be in our life in every aspect. Amen. I want you to hear me today. When Jesus Christ himself, when Emmanuel, when God in flesh came into this world through the prophesied miraculous virgin birth, the life and the light of the world entered into it. Amen. Light and life came fully when Jesus robed himself in flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. Amen. What was so necessary, because light is necessary, what was so needed, see, at that time, they could not be forgiven just at a drop of a hat. At that time, they weren't truly, fully saved and set free. It was imperfect. The covenant was not a perfect covenant. They had to get bulls and goats and shed blood. There always had to be the shedding of blood for the covering of sin. Even all the way back to Adam and Eve, he shed blood to cover them and gave them skins to wear over their nakedness and their sin. And he covered them with the shedding of blood. It always took that, but that blood was not precious blood. That blood was not perfect blood. Amen. That was not perfect. And so there had to be a perfect sacrifice. And that perfect sacrifice robed himself in light like the song they sang today. She didn't know what I was going to preach, but as they were singing that song, he wrapped himself in light and darkness tried to fight. And I'm here to tell you today, the darkness tries to fight against the light, but if the light is in you, the light will conquer the darkness, no matter how hard, struggling, or bad it may be. Light is more powerful than the dark. Amen. So when Emmanuel, God with us, came, life and light entered truly into the world greater than it ever had before. What was so necessary and needed finally came for humanity. It was needed. Light was needed. Life was needed. Eternal life was needed for humanity to have everlasting life. God, the light, had to come. Child of God, it didn't come from money. It didn't come from a lot of things we try to get the light from in this dark world. We try to replace him with other things, but you cannot replace him. Listen, we've got these lights in here, and they do a good job of allowing us to see the way, but I can stand here all day long, and when winter hits, these lights are gonna keep me warm enough to survive, but the light of Christ will keep us warm. Amen. It will warm our soul. Somebody say amen. The light came through Jesus Christ, the life, the light of the world. It didn't come from money. It didn't come from worldly pleasures. It didn't come from desires of our heart. It didn't come from desired possessions. It didn't come from fame, nobles, warriors, heroes, or the kings of this earth. It came from a loving, I'm here to tell you, God's been dealing with me a lot lately about how much more he loves than we love. How much more he cares than we care. How much more he is merciful than we are merciful.
And I'm here to tell you today, the light that we need and that is necessary for us to make it and to see the way to Him and to make it to heaven, it did not come through negative things or kings of the earth. It came from His love, His mercy, His faithfulness, a meek, holy, eternal God whose love goes far deeper than we could ever imagine. Amen. It did not come from man. It did not come from Herod. It did not come from this one or that one or a substance that makes you feel good for a moment. It came from the I Am. It came from the Creator, the Redeemer, the Messiah, King of Glory, the Righteous One, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. It came from God Himself. Oh, hallelujah. I hope you're with me today. I hope you know about the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Savior of the world. I'm talking about the peace speaker. I'm talking about the healer. I'm here to tell you, He's still the peace speaker. He's still the healer. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the light came through Him. The light came through the healer. The light came through the chain breaker, the way maker, the sin cleanser, the enemy defeating, way making, soul saving, devil defeating, light, life of Jesus Christ. Our Lord is where the light truly came from. It come from none other. The light of life came from the source. Not the conduit, the source Himself came in the form of Emmanuel, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible lets us know that Mary was blessed among women, for she was chosen to hold. To hold the light of the world. She was chosen to carry, to give birth to the Savior. Again, to carry the light inside of her. To give birth to the one and only King of Kings. Yes, Mary was chosen, but child of God, I want you to hear me. If you don't get anything, get this. Mary was chosen to carry and hold the light of life, this Messiah inside of her. But I have news for you today. Mary wasn't the only one chosen, but so were you, and so was I. We were chosen. Mary was chosen, but so are you. So are your children. So are your grandchildren. So am I and my family. So are your loved ones. He did not come to this world for just a few. He came to this world. He was born. He gave His life. He died. He rose again for each and every one of us. He promised the love and life to dwell in us for all of us. It is a promise that the life and the light will dwell in all of us who follow after Him. Mary was chosen, but so were every living, breathing person on this earth. The light of God, the light of the world, is not just for we here today in these four walls, but the light of the world is for us and is for everyone out there. It's for the worst of the worst. It's for the best of the best that just not found their way yet. The light of God is for everyone. For He, the light and life of the world, came for everyone, for all who believe. Mary wasn't the only one chosen. Mary wasn't the only chosen one to have and to hold life and light of the world. We too. We need to get that in our mind. We need to get that in our heart. But I'm flawed. I'm messed up. I make mistakes. You know what? In the hands of our God, He can fix those things. I have failures. I have faults. I fall short every day. But thank God that He reaches for me every single morning, every single day. His grace and mercy doesn't look at my failures. His grace and mercy says, if you'll give me your hand, I'll take you out again and again and again. And again and again, His mercy is new every day. She wasn't the only one chosen. His word tells us time and time again that we are, as believers, as followers of Christ, we are chosen people of God. We are called His friends. We are called His children. We are called children of the Most High King. We are called children of Most High God. He has called us His children. We are His
bride and he is the bridegroom. He has called and chosen each and every one of us, just as Mary was chosen to hold the light of the world, the light of life. We are chosen vessels, and the Word teaches this over and over again. The light himself, Jesus Christ himself, tells us in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, he says to us now, not speaking of himself, but speaking to those who follow him, who those who trust in him, who those who give their life to him. He says, you are the light that gives, you are the light that gives light to the world. A city that is built on a hill cannot be hidden. And people don't hide a light under a bowl. Let me just say, if you have God in you, it's time for you to stop hiding the light. Put your coat on, Brother Andy talked about, and let the light of God shine. Amen. He said the light does not be put under a bowl. They put it on a lampstand so that the light shines for all the people in the house. In the same way, you should be a light for other people. Live so that they will see the good things you do and will praise not you, but they will praise your Father in heaven. He said, you now. You are the light that gives light to this world. You are the city that is set on a hill and you cannot be hidden. Child of God, if he lives inside of you, if he has given you himself, his spirit, if he has given you yourself, if you've given yourself to him, with him, through him, you are, I am, we are the light of the world. We're the light of the world. We're the light of the world. The light, the one who wrapped himself in light, has now placed himself inside of us. And because the most powerful being in the world has promised his spirit to live in us, those who follow, like the word of God says to follow, he lives in us. We have become the light of the world. For the light of life lives and works in us. Listen, when light is used as a metaphor in ancient Jewish or Christian text, like the one I just read, we must always keep creation in mind. What was the first thing that he created? Light. Because without it, nothing else could come. He said, you are the light of the world. He said, you can shine so people can see me in you, so that people can glorify the mighty God. And when he said this, they would understand, as we need to understand and keep in mind, creation after light came this and came that and came this, and everything reacted afterwards. His creation activity happened after light. And I say that to say this, once the light of God is in you, the creation activity can continue and it can shine around to those in this dark world. He gave you his light. He gave you life and light, not for you to cover it, but for you to shine it so they can be made new creatures and be born again in Christ Jesus. Are you with me? Does this make sense to you? Light was God's first creation, all the way in the book of Genesis. By Christ calling his followers the light of the world, he suggested that the presence of his followers heralded the dawn of a new order of creation. Other activity, life, salvation, follows. Life and salvation follows. The wise men followed the light from the star. It led them to one they were looking for. The wise men followed the star to find the light of the world. I believe that God is telling us today that I believe God is calling us, all of us. I don't care where you're at spiritually. God is calling us to not only receive him, he wants to live in us. And we need to open ourselves up to receive the light of life. But he's not only calling us to receive him, but he is calling us to let his light shine in and through us. He wants to fill us with his glorious spirit, but he also wants us to shine. I want you to remember, light does so much more than gives us the ability to see our way. Yes, light led them to the light of life. Light led the wise men, the star led them, and it hovered over where Jesus was. It led them to him. But once they got to him, they could not help themselves and hear these men, grown men, fall before a child and worship him. And they don't stop that. They give to him. Because what they could give was not greater than what he had to give them. Light does more than just give us the way to see Jesus. Light gets us to the place where Jesus can see us and minister to our needs. It, like natural light, it warms. It can warm us in a cold place in our life. It can boost our attitude and our spirit like it did me when I'm driving home and no longer out of the fog. Light, sometimes we live in fog spiritually, and light gives us that peace. Light does so much more than just give us the ability to navigate. It comforts us. Didn't he say his spirit was the comforter? Didn't he say he was the light of life, the light of the world, and now we in our lives, we are the light of the world? Listen, the comforter is here. The encourager is here. Just as natural light heals, they sell light to heal the body. They tell people that buy this lamp and sit on it. Doctors will say, light will heal you and help you. His light heals us. It boosts our mood. Amen. It comforts us. It encourages us. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and close. If you want to stand with me, I'd appreciate that. It does more than allow us to see. It does more than shining for God, does more than allowing them to see the way to Jesus. It heals, it releases, it moves, it encourages, it comforts. I say that and I say this right here. If you need the light to shine on you today, the light's here. It's all around you. If the light in your life seems a little bit dim, because let's be real, sometimes it's a little dim. Sometimes I don't allow the light of Christ to shine in me as brightly as he intended, as brightly as I should. So if you're here today and you're like me, and sometimes you don't let that light shine as brightly as you know it should or could, he's here to brighten it up. If your light is well and your light is bright and everything is going good and you desire to let it shine and let the world see Christ in you, you desire to let it shine like you want it to, you can make a commitment to him that you will let it shine so that others can find the way. For that's truly what he desires. Mary was chosen. So are we. So let's let our light shine. Let's let the love that is in us work in us and shine through us.